Hey there, everybody, and everybody else. Sorry for the late start. We had some technical difficulties here, but they were solved by the timely and judicious application of a fucking toothpick. while we were gone,
literal cherry-picking.
While we were gone, our mixing board apparently suffered some sort of inability to maintain the toggle state on one of its toggle switches.
Phantom power, in particular.
Yeah, the phantom power, which is what allows you to hear us. If it weren't for the phantoms powering each individual phoneme...
It could be that they ran out of phantoms.
Oh.
And somehow the toothpick is channeling them.
I think the phantoms decided to start calling themselves we. No. Phantom, that wasn't... It was the revolution that became the we. What was the phantom? The phantom never materialized.
Yeah.
It turned out to be vaporware.
Could be.
Ecto-vaporware. So yeah, we learned that the thing works as long as we...
have the switch pushed down.
Yeah. So we shoved a toothpick in there.
To keep it shoved down.
And that'll work, I guess.
For the short term.
Yeah.
Until that also fails, in which case the board is useless to us.
So we're going to have to, I guess, send this board back. I kind of want to, before we send it back, I want you to use your good camera to
take
a picture
of the setting
of it, so that we will know how to redo whatever Amplitude did when he set this up for us in the first place. What the fuck, man? What, something sat here for a month not being touched, and it just broke.
We leave it on all the time.
Yeah,
we should not do.
Maybe
that.
It just got lonely.
It doesn't have an off switch. You just have to unplug it, right? But which that's frustrating.
Yeah.
The same thing is true of the external hard drive that I got at home. You can get it to turn off if you unplug the USB. It'll actually shut down. Or it'll spin down the drives. The light stays on.
Even if you unplug it?
No. Well, yes. Is that weird?
That's a little weird for something to remain lit with no power.
Yeah, no, it's like that television that I have that, it keeps playing that show
static
about that dude just telling you to kill stuff.
Yeah.
Even when it's not plugged in. You guys have seen that show, right?
Right.
It's on, all the time. Like, every time I turn on a TV, it's on. It's weird. Actually, every time I'm near a TV, even if it's not turned on, I should have said.
Public bludgeoning system.
We're on a radio because of the solution to this problem, which is
We could have gone old school and just plugged in a bunch of regular headsets into...
Oh, boy.
Power input.
Oh, boy.
Gone with buzz and whatever.
This is making me nervous. This toothpick, it's reflecting the light off of all the LEDs on the board, and it's like ghostly, and it makes me think that the toothpick that is making our phantom power stay on is itself a phantom and is just going to dematerialize.
Trim it. It doesn't have to. We just need the tip of the toothpick.
You never stop thinking about trim.
That is true.
Here's a question for our listener base. Have you ever heard, like, tail or poontang referred to as trim outside the context of the television program Deadwood? Because I have.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have. I couldn't say where.
You've heard.
I mean, I haven't seen Deadwood, so
he gets
I must
more
have.
Trim than a barbershop.
Right.
Like getting more tang than an astronaut.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know that. You know why they say that? It's because a lot of women like to fuck astronauts.
That is true. A lot of them were married.
Remember when I asked you if that dude was gay, and you were like, I don't know, I hadn't pegged him one way or another? And we were like, ha, ha, ha. But I think pegging is only when a lady does the
I don't think so.
Does
think
her backdoor business on a man with a...
No,
I think pegging is... Pegging means no. With a strap on.
No. I think you are over-specifying. I think it is a much more general term.
I think pegging is explicitly with a strap on. I think a strap on.
I pegged her last night is a totally reasonable statement, but and I don't
no,
think...
No, no, I think what that means is when a dude says that, it means that he has put on a strap on and used it to have sex with a girl in her butt.
Wow. Really?
I'm going to check Urban Dictionary because it is the source.
Because that's the definitive authority.
Yeah.
Peg.
Peggle. Wow, that gives a whole new meaning to the game.
Okay.
Peggle.
Peg, a term coined by sex advice columnist Dan Savage that refers to the act of lovemaking that involves a woman with a strap-on dildo anally penetrating her male partner.
I don't buy it.
Second definition for a woman to bugger a man with a strap-on.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
Third definition, Australian slang meaning to throw an object very hard and fast.
Whatever. I feel like the notion of pegging someone is more general than that.
I think
the straight people have taken it back. I think guys have taken it back from girls.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Would have been funnier if you had been a girl and I'd asked that question.
I guess.
But okay, so what kind of guy is interested in getting ass fucked by a girl? Because, like...
I don't know.
So given my bigotry, if you like getting fucked in the ass, you're gay.
Right.
But if you like getting fucked in the ass by a girl, there's technically a girl there.
Stray? maybe you're stray.
Stray?
Yeah.
So it's like... Or gate?
Maybe gate.
Maybe yeah. Bill Gates pioneered this technique.
Could be.
With Melinda. Maybe, do you think that Melinda pegs Bill Gates on a regular basis?
There's some sort of meter, I'm sure, that... by which she pegs him.
Because
you can peg a meter, right? It goes like all the way to one side or the other.
But I think that's about, you know...
Pegging.
Right, because there's a peg
right.
That stops the needle from going any further
yeah.
than the peg.
Uh-huh. That peg is just a reference to any...
Is actually a tiny strap-on?
Well, it's to any cock, whether it be real or strapped
oh, okay.
on.
So, like, a submarine, which has a lot of meters on it with needles.
Right.
It's filled with semen.
Yeah, it's long, hard, and full of semen.
Yeah.
That's something that's true of submarines.
Yeah. Unless they're uncrewed.
Hey, Hot Stuff, you want to hear a joke?
Yeah.
What's long, hard, and full of semen?
I don't know.
A penis.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, those are good.
I thought the balls were full of semen.
Speaking of which, Xtancic wrote into the Twitter, what does Riff do alone in the office when Jake and Hot Stuff are out? What did you do for the last month? This is your first time on the radio in a fucking month, buddy.
Is it? Oh, I guess it is.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
What you been up to for January?
Mostly just been working on Nemesis stuff and...
He cleaned his desk,
playing
people.
Playing various video... Oh, yeah, playing with Legos. Did a lot of Legoing.
He built a customizable Lego set.
Built a custom Lego set, which I bought on...
How much did that Lego set cost?
It was expensive. It was like 80 or 90 bucks, including shipping.
Wow.
But the follow-up project, which was much more elaborate and... rather than being entirely created myself, was a modification of something that I found online. That one would have been twice as expensive, but I managed to buy the parts piecemeal.
But you don't have a box.
Bricklink, so yes. Well, I don't get the fancy box or instructions. But
what is the second project?
It's a big ol' battle mech.
Do you have all the parts yet?
Not yet. I'm still waiting on two more orders.
That's a problem.
That is a little bit frustrating.
They come in a whole bunch of different shipments.
Because I had to order the parts from six different guys.
Man, Legos,
but
man.
But I got
Legos.
Them for, on average, 10 cents apart, which is the price you pay for a Lego set in the store.
Right.
And if I had been willing to take used parts, I probably could have gotten it for.
Wait, you got them
2/3 of even
unused.
But then it would look like your mech had been chewed on by
how,
a dude.
How do you get unused parts from just random
these,
people?
These people, they sell. Pick a brick.
How the fuck does that make any sense?
I don't know how they get them. I mean, I guess they watch toy stores constantly for sets going on sale and then break them up.
Weird.
Or what they do, but
that's really strange.
Yeah.
Because if it's the same price as what you get from a store, yeah, that's weird.
Who's making money on that? Maybe it's just people who care about the Lego community. Maybe it's people who care about the builders of things, the makers of objects.
No,
it's possible.
I mean, I guess it also depends on how they price the individual parts too.
I guess that's true. Yeah, because maybe they bought a set for a rare.
Yeah.
And then sold all the commons.
Like the prices of minifigs on there are fucking ridiculous. Like
really?
It's at least $1 for a single minifig.
Weird.
And like the more elaborate and interesting looking ones go up to like $3. The C-3POs and skeletons you pay like $4 or $5 for.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
so that's
like
probably
get
where they make
in
the
a
money.
Set for $4 or $5. Well, I guess there really aren't any Lego sets that are $4 or $5, are there?
I don't know.
I feel like there used to be little ones that were like $2.99 or $3.99 or $4.99 for a set of a few pieces, like a little, you know, just like a go-kart or something.
It's weird because I would have assumed that the minifigs from the store would be cheaper from like Lego.
When we were at Legoland, did they sell minifigs? Or they sold a lot of like keychains with like glued together minifigs on them?
I don't remember. There was that whole brick section that was like stuff that you could buy there.
But was there like a hall of heads? I mean, where you could pick out it.
I don't remember.
We sure have been thinking about Legos a lot.
That's true.
Yeah.
Riff, remember the other day when we had a meeting where I was like, all right, Riff, I need you to make some sort of animal or monster out of this many 2x1 Lego bricks. And you were like, okay. And then neither of us thought that it was weird that you were getting paid for that and that it made sense and was somehow going to make us some money as a company.
And then
Riff made the octopus and the elephant.
We built everything to scale before we posted it.
We did, yeah. The cathedral was hard.
Yeah.
I beat the internet. The last guy was hard. Did you ever see that shirt, Riff?
I didn't see it as a shirt, but I've seen that quote.
The Geo says, speaking of which again, congratulations on driving demand for Mr. A's up so much. There were like 6 million
before
when I looked. Oh, Gleebs points out that getting pegged by a girl is straight.
Right.
According to King Missile's Gay Not Gay.
Yeah.
Anything that you do with a girl, even if there is like a girl who is instructing you to, you know, suck a dude's dick and you really love it a lot and never want to do anything else, that's still straight because it's a girl is making you do it.
Right.
Yeah. I should play that song during the break.
That's a good song.
It is a good song. Tom Smizzle wrote, now that Riff's back on the radio, I want to hear how he's enjoying the MS Paint Adventures intermission. I'm enjoying mad time travel.
It's confusing as shit, but it's pretty funny. I'm enjoying it.
What is mad time travel?
The intermission storyline has to do with this gang of 15 gangsters all named after the various pool balls, and each one has some sort of different strange time travel power.
Okay.
So it's as their powers start getting used in different ways and different combinations, things are getting very confusing to follow.
Huh. Are they like bouncing off one another as if they're playing some giant game of temporal pool? Weird. Thompson also says, I realize that was awkward phrase, but I ran out of characters / first world problems.
Yeah. First world problems. I don't think that anybody has made... I'm searching for a sup dog or a yo dog. I heard you like of the sort that we came up with one today at dinner.
Pretty good.
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
And all right, so we need to make that. Maybe we'll make that after.
Should we just say it now and then?
No, we shouldn't. We should make the image and then we should post it on our Twitters.
Okay.
and on Riff's blog.
Yeah.
All right.
It's hard for me not to say it now.
I know, dude. Yo, dog.
Restraint.
Yeah. Yo, dog. I heard you like not spoiling surprises.
So you've been playing any video games?
Ask Riff.
Riff, you've been playing
Riff,
any video
have
games?
I been playing any video games?
he's been playing too many video games.
What?
More than a single person can handle, apparently.
Wow.
What kind of video games have you been playing, Riff?
What have I been playing recently? I played a little bit of the sequel to No More Heroes.
That would be in No More Heroes 2?
Yes.
All right.
Which seems like it'll be pretty good. It seems like they've removed some of the annoying bits of the previous one.
Like lack of heroes.
Was that what you were playing when Pez was watching you, not the original?
Yeah.
Well, it looked exactly like the original.
Yeah.
Although he got rid of his butt-wiping glove. He seems to no longer be wearing the brown glove. So are we to believe
that
he's
just
not wiping his ass at all? Which do you think is worth?
Worth.
Which do you think is worth? Not wiping your ass at all, or constantly wiping your ass with a glove that you keep wearing?
Oh my god.
Huh. Wait, constantly, or like when you need to wipe your
butt?
Well,
when you need to wipe your wiping your ass every time. Thoroughly.
Do you get to wash your glove?
Apparently not, because it's brown always.
Well, I mean, it would probably remain brown, but you could wash it with soap, and it would probably still remain brown.
Do you think that the brown can remain from poop without any of the poop?
Yes.
That's kind of a deep question.
Yeah, I do.
So,
like curry in Tupperware.
Sure.
It stains it yellow, but I don't think there's any curry left.
If you had a wooden spoon
yeah.
that had been used to spoon
a lot of
poop. No, I'm saying, if you had a wooden spoon...
It starts out brown, so this question is not going to work.
Okay, but if you had a wooden spoon that was light brown and was stained dark brown from poop, and would it be possible to wash that spoon thoroughly enough that you would use it to eat?
If I was desperate, sure.
But if I was... What possible set of circumstances would you be desperate to use a spoon?
I was starving, and the only thing available was some scalding hot soup. Right, I would want to spoon it. I couldn't use my hand because I would burn myself. So I need to like spoon it out and blow on it so that it was cool enough, and then I could maybe like drop it into my mouth without actually touching the spoon.
What? Because like soup that touched poop
no.
going into your mouth
no, no.
is different than your
super,
mouth touching poop.
Super clean, extra dark brown spoon.
So you're saying that you feel like the cleanliness of the spoon has actually been improved stained
brown.
I
didn't say improved. I said it was like I would probably do that rather than die, right? But that's not the question. We're not asking whether he eats with his brown stained glove.
No, okay, no. The question, this is definitely germane to this discussion because
maybe.
The question is, can something be brown with poop but not foul and still covered with poop?
Yeah, it's brown as a result of poop earlier in time.
Right.
Like
okay, but if
a
the
lot
brown
of, that
is
doesn't
still
mean
there,
there's
the
still
poop
is
still.
A lot
yes,
of
it
like
does.
No, a lot of like
how does that not mean that the poop is still there?
A lot of organic dyes are made out of like insects that you just crush up, right? And there's poop in there. But you don't care. You like your
but
red
it's like
clothes.
Insect poop.
But part of it is.
But I mean, there's
all of your
poop
in everything,
okay.
Right?
But
so what? So what is it?
Because I only eat maggot-infested steaks. But it is weird.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why
I got into
that
diet.
So
you know,
weird.
Like it's yeah. At first,
you lose a lot of weight.
Yeah, you lose a lot of weight because you're like, ugh. No.
But then you get really hungry.
And then eventually you get hungry, and you find that you can't overcome it more than just subsistence.
It's like Atkins Plus, really, because it's like protein doubled. Yeah.
Jowlin says, I have a wooden spoon that still smells like curry after about 20 washes in the dishwasher. Yeah, imagine if it was poop. It would still smell like poop.
I don't know that that's true.
Skid-marked underwear. Skid-marked underwear still has poop on it.
Yeah, but
if it is brown,
it's not like you're straining your pasta through
on
it.
It. What? That you don't?
No,
you don't strain your
I
pasta
don't.
Through skid-marked underwear.
I don't.
Yeah. I mean, back when I ate pasta before I went on the only maggot-infused steak diet.
Right. You should quickly change your favorite food in the game to steak-infested
maggots. Ah, these maggots have filet mignon in them. I can't eat this.
I can't eat this. I'm a woman.
Oh, boy.
Meta humor, like three
so
times.
So, Riff, what games have you been playing?
Okay, so...
So, No More Heroes 2.
No More Heroes 2. Yeah. The new game by the Puzzle Quest guys.
You were describing it to me, and it sounded very confusing.
Is it different than the space puzzle?
Yeah.
It's different than Galactrix or Puzzle Kingdoms, both of which were shit.
It is similar to... It is similar to... Two people playing the same game of columns, but from opposite sides of the board.
Columns.
You know, where you've got the three blocks in a line, and you dropping them down and trying to match the colors.
It's, have you ever played Dr. Mario?
Yeah.
So columns like is like that. Dr. Mario plus one. You get a set of three colors. You can rotate through them.
Right.
And which makes it a little more complicated, because with Dr. Mario, you can swap the pieces just by rotating twice, like a single operation. So with columns, there's two operations that you can perform. You can cycle them, or you can rotate the whole block.
Right.
Or wait, can you? Can you rotate the whole block?
Yeah.
You can drop
it. You can
it as,
in this game. I
you
don't
can
remember
drop it as
if
flat.
You can in columns.
But then it's kind of got this Puzzle Fighter thing where you're creating groups of a color and then hitting it with explosions of that color to detonate it. Puzzle Fighters, I don't like it. I'm listening to Riff talk about this, and I think that I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, the problem with
it
is...
Is it called Puzzle Fighter?
No, and I'm having trouble finding out what the actual name of it is.
Is it on the computer? Or the
no, actually, it will be listed on
the. It's
this,
on the DS and the PSP, apparently.
Ah, weird.
It is...
I didn't even know that this existed.
Puzzle Kingdoms.
Puzzle Kingdoms was fucking terrible.
What was Puzzle Kingdoms?
It was terrible. I'll show it to you, and you will fill up with rage.
How many?
Immediately.
They're going to really quickly run out of nouns to put after puzzle.
Yeah. puzzle butt plug.
Because, I mean, pirates was already taken.
Yeah.
And that's, like, most of the nouns.
Pirates is most of the nouns?
Yeah. You know, that's right. Like, Pirates, Chronicle, Kingdoms, Quest, that is almost all of the words that I know.
Explains KOL, really.
Yeah. Tom Smizzle says, I realized that was awkwardly phrased, but I ran out of characters. First world problem!
I already read that.
You did?
Yeah.
But did you read it before the...
I read it on this show.
Did you read it before you read what his question was?
Yeah. No, I read it after you had read his question.
Oh.
Weird.
It's weird how when we write things, we don't read them, and when we say things, we don't listen to them.
Yeah, no. Remember how we had this whole discussion whether, like... I guess we did. We had this particular discussion off. Like, where did that phrase come from? Where did that tweet phrase come from?
Right. That was not before we went on the air?
I don't remember anymore. No.
Yeah, okay.
Now you've confused
You're
me
drunk.
Sufficiently. It's possible.
Yeah.
We had.
So we've been listening to the new MC Frontalot album, and there are a couple
as yet unreleased.
The unreleased MC Frontalot. There are a few things that we can't tell you about it, but there are a number of things that we can tell you about it.
One of which is that it is just fucking awesome.
Yeah. Like, you know, to be honest, like, I'm not going to say anything that I would not say to MC Frontalot's face. I've not been super excited about the albums that he has put out.
Up to this point.
I fell in love with his song fight stuff, and then as the albums were released and I heard, like, you know, like, the new songs were good, but, you know, like, didn't really reach out and grab me until Diseases of Yore. Like, that one, like,
that
I
song,
feel like there was a sweet spot of, like, super catchy chorus and then, like, funny rappings in between them, right? This
funny,
album, though,
funny slash clever too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No. Sure. And the thing is, I like his lyrics a lot, right? It's just that the delivery was not on his previous album something that I ever found particularly exciting. Like, nothing that he had released, like, since he sort of went legit and started actually paying for samples that he used and stuff, really, like, sort of approached the early stuff that he did when he was just kind of doing whatever he felt like, right? And I maybe that said more about me than about the work, right? Just, like, how I felt about the whole thing. But, like, this album, I literally just cannot stop listening to it. I just keep
playing. You've had access to it for 2 days and listened to it, like, 6 times.
Yeah,
I've had it for a day and listened to it, like, 4 times. Yeah. It is really... really good.
Every time we get in the car, if I don't plug my phone in and start playing it, Hot Stuff plugs his phone in and starts playing it.
Yeah.
And then if it's not playing, one of us is either reciting a lyric from it or singing in the shower.
Yeah.
We got this tandem shower so that we can
save water. That is really gay.
No, it's not. It's, look, environmentalism is not gay. Well, are you telling me the Captain Planet was gay?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
We didn't really get a tandem shower.
Yeah.
We sing in the shower independently of one another.
I don't sing in the shower.
We have an intercom so that we can hear each other sing. But it's two different showers, so it's not gay.
Yeah, some girl told us to do it, so it's not gay.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's the other... Ow, fuck. I hit... You know that funny bone that you have on your ankle?
No.
Wait, you don't have one of those?
No.
Weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, I do, and I just hit it, and it, my foot is ringing.
Hello?
Yeah. No, I'm like Maxwell Smart. Elfin says, when are we going to see the Yak Uka? And I think she meant the Yak Uza. And I don't know why I think Elfin is a girl. Is Elfin a girl?
I don't know.
Also, I got a Meggie Jr. for Christmas. How's your games coming, Riff?
Oh, man, I haven't played with that in a long time. I programmed Bejeweled into it, and that was about it.
Oh, that's a Meggie Jr.?
Why is it called a Meggie Jr.?
I don't know why it went... why Meggie. The other thing I have, that huge LED board, is called a Peggy. And so I would understand Peggy Jr. I don't know why they shifted it to Meggie.
Did you have sex with it with a strap on?
No, I didn't.
Did it have sex with you with a strap on?
Did it have straight sex with a girl with its regular penis? Because that would prove Hot Stuff's point.
Right.
That's a word you can use to mean that.
But yeah, I coded Bejeweled into it and then discovered that having all of the LEDs on all the time drains an entire battery in about 15 minutes.
Wow.
Batteries.
That's like five times as long as Bejeweled is fun.
Yeah.
It's like that Halloween costume I made.
I bought a...
did not last
like
very
an
long.
AC adapter to solder into it, but I never got around to doing that, so I haven't really... I have not been messing with it since then.
15 minutes, man. Yeah, I made
I still can't believe you would eat out of the poop spoon... but not have sex with Sarah Vowell.
I don't know what Sarah Vowell looks like.
She's not that attractive.
Yeah, she's not that cute, but...
She's sort of in a dour mood a lot of the time.
But she's smart.
So?
She's smart.
Marilyn Vos Savant. Would you have sex with her?
Yeah, she's hot. Dude, I would be like, all right,
well, I mean,
there are three
picture,
possible holes for me to put this in.
Isn't that
now you pick
from,
one,
like,
and then I'm
going to
tell you...
like
which one of the two that you did not pick that does not have the prize in it. Oh boy,
she's gonna switch. She knows the answer
every time.
Yeah.
Marilyn Vos Savant.
Yeah.
She's getting up there though. She's like a cougar.
She's an octogenarian.
Is she?
No.
Probably.
I don't know how old she was when she's got to be in her 60s.
At least.
I would say 40s or 50s at this point.
40s or 50s. No way.
No way.
Yeah.
There is no. I was reading Holland when I was in junior high, and there's no way she's like. You know, people in their 40s are now like 7 years old.
The internet says she is 63.
63?
63.
Wow.
I told you.
Wow.
Does it say she's hot?
There's no picture over here.
Well, no, just check, am I hot or not? And then plug her name in.
Oh, do they have that option?
Just put a picture
of her. No.
They should.
It's actually ismarilynvossavonhotornot.com. And it's just you go there
maybe,
and it's like
maybe
a yes
one of our
or no.
Listeners can set that up for us.
Depending on the current political climate. Whether.
Maybe I should not be sorting through the box of Legos while I'm on the radio.
Yeah. It definitely sounds like something.
Sounds like somebody playing with Legos.
No, I could not have identified the sound without the description of what was going on. But
oh man, like that beer that smelled like yogurt?
That was weird.
And I was like, this beer smells like yogurt. And everybody else smelled it and they were like, yeah, it really does.
Yeah, that was at the chicken coop.
The chicken co-op.
Yeah.
It's nice when a bunch of chickens get together and
make some beer.
Some community supported agriculture.
Yeah.
Although, in San Francisco, it's more like community supported fagriculture, am I right? Because there's gays in there.
We went to, I'm guessing on average, one bar a day in San Francisco.
You think?
Yeah.
I would have thought more.
No, I think it was about, I think there were probably 31 bars in 31 days.
Oh man, we ate on average one flavor of Baskin Robbins ice cream a day.
That is true. That is true.
So, there's Those were the Twitters.
Yep.
Seriously, I cannot believe that you would eat from a spoon that was stained with poop, but you would not have sex with Sarah Vowell.
Yeah, well, because she just insists on using a strap-on, and I'm not into that.
Sarah Vowell, the only kind of sex that she has is pegging.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can believe that.
Yeah.
About her.
I know.
She got her vagina shot off in the war.
When she was an ambulance driver?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is it that, like, every author was an ambulance driver? Like, what the fuck? What were they... How did that happen? Was there some sort of, like, literary ambulance recruitment? Or a whambulance recruitment?
I mean, maybe they, one of the requirements for the job was that you be able to spell the word ambulance.
Yeah.
And also backwards, so that you could see it from your rearview mirror.
Eknalubma.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good old Mother Goose and Grimm, the only time it was ever funny. It's weird that you also remember that comic from...
It was funny.
...when we were kids. Why the fuck did I read Mother Goose and Grimm every goddamn Sunday?
Hagar's Home for
my entire site.
It's there in the paper. I mean, if you're reading the comics page, you can't.
I just don't think it's funny.
Yeah,
and it's like Timothy Oliphant in Go explaining to Katie Holmes like how he hates the family circus because he's like the crazy mean drug dealer.
Yeah,
and they're sitting at like Denny's at like 6 in the morning, and he's just bitching about it because it's like fucking there, and it's always like the last thing on the page, and you can't not read it because then it'll be the only thing you don't read, but it's always so fucking terrible, and it just ruins the rest of the comics by being terrible.
Go was not great.
It really was not. There were some good parts. There were some good elements. Like, it was one of those things I feel like that was maybe a little less than the sum of its parts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, there were some ladies that were attractive. There were some characters that were cool.
Right.
Timothy Oliphant is kind of a guy.
Yeah, he's interesting.
He's like got that kind of badass, kind of looks like a girl quality, which you know
that badass kind of looks like.
No,
a
he's
girl.
Kind of a badass, and he kind of looks like a girl. Like he's kind of effeminate and kind of badass, which is not something that you find necessarily, right?
I guess.
He didn't have a mustache in Deadwood, you would think that he was a girl. And that's entirely not true. But still, it could be true, and if so, my point would stand.
Would it now? Yeah, so have you ever seen the movie Brick?
Brick?
No, that's on my Netflix list, but I've never seen
so
it.
So bad.
Oh, really?
What's it about?
Well, it is like one of the most pretentiously written scripts I've ever seen. It reminded... You said Go, and like I made this mental association with Brick. Which is just this like high school character trying to figure out like some sort of weird drug related mystery thing. But it is. You should get it and see it, and then we can talk about it because the script was just so pretentious. Like I cannot even describe how sort of over the top pretentious it seemed to me. But yeah, it didn't have the same sort of help from being like having a bunch of like famous actors in it that I feel like Go did.
Huh. So somebody pointed me to the definition of jick click on Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
A small mistake which causes a huge disastrous event to
occur. Yeah. Wow. That's cool, man.
Has it gotten good ratings?
48 up, 4 down on that one. Jick, one who makes insanely huge mistakes by doing the smallest of things. See jick click. Dude, how the hell did you ruin my car by kicking a tire? You're such a jick. Now go get the goddamn out of the Jesus Christ.
You're an internet phenomenon.
It's culture. Weird. It's weird how like small communities can form even within larger communities, right? There's all these people that have followings that probably make things about them on Urban Dictionary, but they're like totally, the Venn diagrams don't even live in the same state.
Mm-hmm.
should we read some Radio Bugbear questions?
We can, yeah.
Or should we discuss some crazy forums of loathing stuff, or should we talk about the item of the month a little bit, or should we...
Boy, Jesus, we have so many things to do. Let's not take a music break.
At all?
Yeah.
Ever?
Let's just talk.
Okay. Continuously without stopping.
Uh-huh.
We could just keep using words even if they don't make any sense. Like pizza and sobriquet.
Will this be any different from usual?
No, not really.
Will Knight says, with the new item of the month, can we bricko our jicko? No. I don't know what that
I like
means,
the idea
man.
Of next month's item of the month being a bracko. slime from.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's just like it's Legos made of like frozen stagnant pond water.
Yeah. And you can really only make tchotchkes out of the whole thing.
What?
Bric-a-brac?
Oh, bric-a-brac. Tchotchkes.
Yeah.
Huh.
Wow. That was that too big a leap?
Well, no. I just like that word.
Tchotchkes?
You
know.
Yeah.
Do you like that restaurant? Tchotchkes?
Yeah.
We drove by a Village Inn the other day, and I'm getting the distinct impression they're trying to, like, rebrand themselves as VI. Is this something that is new? Or
like
is
lowercase
old?
VI, and their sign was all looking like an internet.
Yeah. And, like, I was like, wow. Now I kind of want to make
an Emacs.
Yeah.
So you want there to be
I want a restaurant. I want McDonald's to, like, rebrand themselves as, like, some sort of internet phenomenon that is Emacs. And then I can fight it out.
Max. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
VI.
Yeah. It could be good. It could be some sort of like late night food wars.
Late night boob wars?
Yeah, boob wars.
That's almost all I watch on the television is late night boob wars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was,
you program a boob.
It's much more interesting than BattleBots.
The other team programs a boob and then... No, really, it's like you've just got two teams, and each team is represented by, like, a girl, and then they just, like, sort of make out and touch each other's boobs.
Mud wrestle.
Yeah. And you don't ever see the team that programmed them. You know, you just kind of assume that they're there. Intelligent design.
In fact,
kind
of wait a second. Maybe there is no team.
You know, they wouldn't be doing... Like, girls that look like that wouldn't be doing that of their own volition, so... You know that somebody's setting them up to it. So, in a way, paying a woman... to make out with another woman on camera is sort of like programming a battle robot. Right?
No?
But, you know, I should do the radio with people who are going to expand on my bullshit rather than just say no.
Well, no, I'm thinking about, like, what kind of, like, battlefield would you have for two robots?
Love is a battlefield.
To make out.
Making love
is
a battlefield.
Do you mean lunch? Lunch
is
like a battlefield?
Bed?
Lunch
like
is the
like a bed, I think, or maybe like a couch would be the battlefield.
Not some sort of lunchroom.
Well, a lunchroom too. I mean, okay. There's you know, you like a table,
right?
Or like a pool table. I've seen that. That's been done.
Right.
Like a tanning salon, frequently.
Or
that's a good setting for
mechanics shop.
Huh. No.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
Really?
No.
Gym.
Yeah.
Locker
see.
Room.
Okay, yeah, locker room, yeah.
Yeah.
What else, Riff?
Classroom.
Classroom. Yeah, doctor's office.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Or just in a patient's
an office,
room.
Yeah. Or just like an office, right?
Yeah,
like
during an interview. During an interview.
Vacant
interview,
lot. Right.
Casting couch.
Wooded glen.
A big an ant lion's lair.
Blast crater.
that place where it looks like the rocks have been moving by themselves.
Surface of Mars.
In Death Valley.
They have been moving by
Zen
themselves.
Garden.
Sure. Suspended in a spider web.
Suspended in a giant block of jello.
Suspended okay, in right. animation.
Right. Spaceship.
Yeah.
That's real, though.
That's real.
Well, no, I mean, we listed a lot of things where there has never been any lesbian porn made. Right?
I see.
So.
Oh, I was just doing
regular
porn.
We should replace our maid with a lesbian porn maid.
Or two of them,
instead of
I guess.
Well, no. Well, so I was thinking, like, instead of cleaning, I didn't just say, like, a lesbian maid or a pair of lesbian maids.
Right.
A lesbian's maid. How do you pluralize lesbian maid?
American lesbian's maid.
No, like, instead of cleaning,
yeah.
She would just cover, like, if there was some dirt, she would cover it with lesbian porn.
Oh!
So it's sort of like cleaning.
Oh, I see.
Because you can't see the dirt anymore.
Right.
Right.
So you would intentionally leave your bed disheveled so that when you came back, it wouldn't be made, but it would be covered in porn.
Yeah, that might be uncomfortable, though, to sleep in.
What?
So maybe, like,
you would not want to sleep
the ceiling,
in the middle of lesbian porn.
You'd get the ceiling above your bed dirty on purpose.
I see.
Which, I mean, maybe it's dirty from what you've done to last week's supply of lesbian porn on your ceiling.
Well,
and either you have low ceilings or...
TMI.
Yeah.
Have some Windex.
I dated this girl in college who had, you know how like, you know how Bjork like like
dresses like a robot.
No, there are some are some pictures of Bjork where it's like, she's wow, that girl's super hot, and then there are some pictures of Bjork where it's like, ugh. Like yeah. And like not a lot of girls can run that gamut, right? Like I've known some girls in real life who like sort of photographed in that way, right? Like sometimes there'll be a photograph that's like, wow, that girl is really hot, and then sometimes they're like, wow, that.
Sometimes
that
they're like Roger Bacon, and they're like,
but yeah. So the ceiling.
Yeah.
Above this girl's bed that I was dating, and this was when my room had the like vomit in it, so I was like, I slept at this girl's room all the time. Like basically everyone who lived in our room had a girlfriend elsewhere on the floor, and so
nobody would clean up
nobody
the vomit.
Would clean the vomit. Yeah, well,
that is really gross.
Basically we were waiting for the dude who fucking vomited to clean it.
Yeah,
and because we weren't gonna do it,
right?
I would occasionally throw down some extra layers of newspaper and Lysol on top of it, but it would always soak through and start to stink again.
You are not helping the situation.
Yeah, sure. I don't. Okay.
Go on. Her ceiling.
Anyway, her ceiling was just covered with like dozens of pictures of Bjork. She has Bjork posters on her ceiling, and some of them were really, like, because they were posters of Bjork, some of them were really hot, and some of them were really ugly, and it was like, oh, God, you're making it so hard for me to pretend that I'm having sex with Bjork, because sometimes it's, like, not cool at all, right? But then it's like, I shift my gaze a few millimeters, and, oh, yeah, sweet, and then I'm like, oh, God, no, what? So, in a way, that was a way for me to prolong the encounters, right? Like, you know, instead of thinking about baseball, I could just start looking at one of the ugly pictures of Bjork.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm just kidding. She would never let me leave the lights on. I'm actually just kidding about that, too. I didn't actually ever have a girlfriend. I never went to college. Bjork, I don't know who it is. I don't know who Bjork is. I just heard somebody say that once. I thought I'd be cool pretending. But it didn't hold up under your scrutiny. Damn you guys. You couldn't just let me have my moment.
Whatever. What do you suppose would happen if she and the Swedish chef got together?
I don't know. Remember the Brunching Shuttlecock's Bjork song? Did you ever hear that?
I don't remember.
It's pretty good. I remember the Pretentious Artist got really mad at me once because I kept singing it, and he like kind of snapped at me. He was like, dude, stop singing that stupid fucking song. And I'm like, God, sorry, it's just stuck in my head. And then later on, he listened to it and apologized. And he was like, it is really catchy.
I remember Brunching Shuttlecock's singing the Indigo Girls, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
No, wait. Yeah, wait,
that was a pretty good flash app.
Yeah,
the Pretentious Artist also got really mad at me once because I used to annoy him by just like asking for things that didn't exist. Like, it was just like, hey Roy, where's the fondutla? You know, or like just whatever. Like, and then one day he had just woken up and I asked him where the tapatio was, and he was like, dude, fuck you. And I'm like, no, I thought we had some tapatio. This is a real thing. We just thought it was a thing that I was making up. And, you know, because I act like such a dipshit all the time.
I had never heard of tapatio before I came out here. So,
oh, yeah?
Like, I feel like, as a Mexican, he should know what it is, but...
But I don't know that it's Mexican.
As a human being, he doesn't necessarily know what it is.
Right.
as a radio listener, I don't know that they know what it is.
Right, it's hot sauce.
Yeah, it's
pretty good.
It's better than Tabasco.
It's better than Tabasco
by far.
It's different than Tabasco.
It's in the same size jar usually. Glass, same size thing.
Same size glass. When you drink a glass of Tapatio, it's usually the same size as the glasses of Tabasco that you drink.
I will drink Worcester sauce straight though.
Oh yeah? Yeah, like do shots of it.
Well, I've never done a shot of it. I just drink it out of the bottle. But yeah.
I will drink it in micheladas.
Yeah.
Pretty delicious.
It's anchovy juice.
You don't know what you're missing, buddy, with those micheladas.
It's the tomato sauce, the tomato juice or whatever that really...
You just don't like tomato juice.
Not really.
Yeah.
And the freaking clam juice.
There's no clam juice.
Clamato.
Yeah, but you know, I don't use clamato.
Yeah, but some people do.
Sure. All right, Radio Bugbear or talk about the forums?
Yes.
Or REM's Gardening at Night, or talk about the passion.
We could just talk about...
we could talk about The Passion of the Christ.
Automatic for the People. I don't know where you and Mr. Skullhead got to in the list of questions.
I feel like
maybe... not good at the flushing.
I feel like these have been comprehensively flushed.
But, I mean, they go back to the last time we did a show.
No, they don't.
Yeah?
Wait, do they?
Yeah? 27?
Oh, well, we've got, like, a lot of questions backed up.
Okay.
Harrikon says, inch mile request. Skill granting items should tell you the skill they grant, a la potions. Yeah, I've been considering making skill books a category of item. There's a point later on where Gleebs, I think, had asked about subdividing further the usable items thing, like making an inventory section for familiar hatchlings, right? And like,
right.
I feel like that's probably a good idea. Like, to whatever extent we can subdivide them, we probably would benefit from doing so. Yeah.
Where is this question? This is not on the list of...
The skill granting items?
Yeah.
It's the third question in the list, starting at the top of the Radio Bugbear questions right now. So I don't know what you're talking about, buddy.
No. No, it is not.
I don't know what you're looking at.
I'm looking at Radio Bugbear questions.
Maybe you're looking... Whoa. Whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah. Did you flush accidentally in between? Did somebody flush?
Maybe. No, I wish I hadn't gotten rid of that.
Can you go back?
I don't think so.
Huh.
Huh. Royal Tonberry says, thanks for the plus 10,000% stat boost at level 6 in hardcore.
Whoops.
Yeah. That was an exciting couple of minutes.
That was during last week's radio show.
It was during last week's radio show.
Clearly, yeah. You have not flushed since then.
But how the fuck was I looking at slightly older questions than that?
Dude, I don't know.
Did somebody else flush? Nobody else can flush. I'm the only one that can flush.
I know. I don't understand.
What the fuck? I threw away all those questions and now I'm sad.
I think there were only like 5 or 6.
I'm going to weep. No, it was a whole section of...
Right, but I think it was only 5 or 6. It was not a lot.
Numenor says, ball pit in hardcore/BM/Ronin? Still works there. Yeah, it really wasn't supposed to.
Yeah. Apologies for the messed up rollout.
Huh. Ant Whistle suggests a potion made with the elemental gems and nomochloric acid.
Oh, yeah.
That is a pretty good idea.
Mm. Clever.
That'd be an expensive damn potion.
Well, probably not, because the elemental gems are cheap as fuck in the mall.
For now.
Yeah, but can we judge their power based on mall price?
Well, we can judge their rarity based... I mean, you said it would be an expensive potion.
Well, okay.
So we can certainly judge their expense based on their expense, right? Yeah, that's a good idea, dude. Nice work, Ant Whistle.
What are you going to drink that is acidified gems, though?
Well, that's how it works, right? Like, they all are like that.
I know. But
the pork gems.
Yeah.
But so, I mean, they could be some kind of crazy...
They're, like, pork-flavored.
See, the thing... I feel like we kind of shot our wad on elemental potions by putting in the sorcerer elemental potions, right? That are, like...
Super powerful.
Yeah, they just make you that element, right?
Okay, we could make you the anti-element.
You know, they could give you the form and, like, a plus 50 to that damage.
Sure.
That'd be interesting.
But then that would deprecate the form ones. Files.
Well, no, because the form ones are a lot easier to get than these elemental gems, right?
Yeah.
You know, I honestly kind of like that idea. It's pretty easy. It would be like a good quick Tuesday update.
That's true.
Mailbox Head says, if you had Guinness in the game, that would definitely be a breakfast beer. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah, you're thinking of drinking, dividing up the alcohols and foods into...
Well, I wasn't thinking about it in terms of... Well, this game. I'm thinking about if I was doing KOL 2.
Theoretically.
That's what I would do.
But you also drink Guinness at night.
Hmm?
One also drinks Guinness at night.
No. That's just you.
Okay.
We need to go back to Pranksters because that beer was pretty
good.
Beer
of the month.
Yeah.
The Santan
Devil's. Oh, it's like the fourth.
Brew. Yeah.
Sweet. I was like, ah, darn, the month's almost over because I always feel like everything is almost over. Like the show.
Like the party.
Fuck, the show is almost over. Fred Levi says, how about smithing a meat helmet and a fruit bowl gets you a fruit hat? Because deep down inside, everyone wants to dress up like Carmen Miranda.
Miranda.
Miranda. Did I say Mirando? I think because I was reading Chiquita Mosquito about Legos.
Marlon Miranda.
That's weird that you could be reading ahead, but still saying stuff from the previous question. I don't know how you do that. That is messed up. How do you do that?
Poorly, apparently.
Well, but you do it at all.
Well, because, I mean, like, you always seem surprised when I, like, correct the grammar.
I am
questions
shocked
on the fly.
When you correct the grammar. Because, what the fuck?
It's not that hard. Like, I...
So you are reading ahead, but, like, reciting something from the past.
I think I got, like, a buffer.
Yeah, that... I don't... My buffer is, like,
it's easy
zero
to fuck it up.
Bytes.
It's easy to fuck it up, especially when I'm in my cups. Which, I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm frequently in my cups.
I see.
Did you ever have to regularly wear an athletic supporter with a cup?
I have never worn an athletic supporter.
You've never worn a cup?
With a cup.
I had to in my karate courses. And so I had to call it karate so that people would beat me up so that I would have an excuse to use it.
Right.
Yeah. Because you're not allowed to start fights in karate. It's only for defense. So what basically the solution is to learn karate and then act like a homo so that people will want to beat you up and then you get to beat them up defensively.
If you're not supposed to start fights, I feel like that makes the notion of karate tournaments pretty boring.
Well, no, the sensei starts the fights. And he says, sweep the leg, Johnny.
I see.
That's what he says.
All the time.
Yeah. That's what always happens. I always got my ass kicked in karate tournaments. I never did well at all.
I fenced in high school.
Oh yeah?
And
like you would launder the diamonds?
No, I would build privacy fences.
Oh. Yeah?
Yeah.
Competitively?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Touche. And I didn't do all that great. Have you you've never fenced?
Nope.
Okay.
Do you have like a mesh with electric sensors?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, that's kind of part of it. There's the strip, which is like where you are fencing, right?
So like you go to Vegas for your fencing?
You're plugged in. Like modern fencing, you have a cord from the back of your like, I forget what they're called, like the jackets
your
to
FA.
The... No, from the jackets,
your
not the
foil.
Not the swords. You plug into the swords, though.
Your hole. Your face hole. Do you have a face mesh like those dudes from The Black Hole?
Yeah. No, I fought Saber once.
Or a beekeeper?
One single time.
Saber?
So there's three different weapons. There's foil, epee, and saber.
Okay.
And, like, one of them is, like, point attacks, and one of them is, like, point attacks, but everywhere. And the other one is blade attacks, the saber.
Mm-hmm.
You're basically just hitting people with the side of the blade, and it hurts like a motherfucker. I don't know why people fence that, because it is just super painful.
Because it's more swashbuckly.
It is, and it is super, super painful.
If you're good at blocking, you never get hit.
Good luck.
Yeah, okay, fine. Maybe if you weren't such a bad fencer,
yeah,
you would have experienced less pain.
It's possible.
No pain, no gain, they say.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if you turn up the gain on your fencing suit, the pain will be amplified even more.
Nice.
Chiquita Mosquito says, how many Legos? How much Lego do you
have?
Why aren't there Lego-related items in the game?
So this had to have been...
Somebody who knew
post
post-leak.
Leak.
Yeah.
But pre-item of the month.
Yeah.
Because that's... Otherwise, that is just eerily prescient.
So... I'm going to answer as though this were a real question.
Okay.
So I, when I was a kid, had some Legos. I would say that I had like six large-sized Lego sets, I think, worth of Legos.
What was your first Lego set? Because I very distinctly remember my first one, and it was a basic set that came in a box, and it was just... There was nothing specific to build. It was just a bunch of, like, regular bricks all separated out in a box that had, like, you know, you could sort of see each one separately.
Right.
And then, like, 30 different things that you could build with it pictured, and then you could, of course, just build your own stuff.
Mine was... I never had a basic set of Legos like that.
I don't see those ever anymore. Like, I don't know why they stopped selling those.
Well, they sell those buckets.
Yeah, they do. We've got some of them in the living
room. We've got some here.
But why are they not... I don't see them at stores ever.
Yeah, you do.
No.
Where did they come from, then?
But those boxes... I'm saying the boxes full of Legos.
Yeah, I don't know.
They could sell buckets, sure, but whatever.
I had it was a spaceship, and it had a couple cockpits and a, like,
do you
a
mean flight decks
box thing in the back. I'm sure I could find it. I'm sure I could find what it was called. But it was just in the early space sets. And I had another one that was like a moon base that was sort of up on stilts and had some little flying saucer kind of craft.
Did it have a little monorail type train that went around?
No, it wasn't the big. I didn't get the big ones like that. My parents didn't have a lot of money, so I didn't get a lot. I did not have a lot of Legos when I was a kid, and I think that's why I'm sort of overcompensating now by buying fucking every $500 Star Wars Lego set that comes out.
I had a ton of Legos, so I had the space set with the little monorail thing.
Yeah, I know. Like, was it actually motorized?
I don't think so, but I could be wrong. I don't think so.
Huh.
No.
Yeah.
So I only had a couple of the motorized ones, and they weren't, like, crazy cool.
And I had this police station that had it used one of those things where the road splits into three sections to make, like, a garage, kind of, like, I feel like there was, like, a gas station or whatever, but there was a police station that they built on that. And I got the airport for Christmas one year, which was pretty cool, because it had, like, an airport, and then it had a big plane, and then it had, like, a helicopter in it, too. Like, that was the most elaborate Lego set that I had when I was a kid. And I think that was about it. Like, I would occasionally get, like, a smaller set.
Right.
But yeah, like I my collection of Legos from when I was a kid fits in like a 1 foot by 1 foot by 1.5 foot box.
Wow.
Which I still have. Like, it's just on the shelf in my Lego room. And see, I showed growing up poor, now I have a Lego room. Really, what I showed was that I'm just a fucking nerd. So I got some shelves from IKEA, and they're covered with every original trilogy Star Wars Lego set they've made that you can still buy.
And build.
Yeah. I have not put together the... I got the big Death Star playset that they're selling now. Not the model, but the actual set.
Right.
But I have not put it together yet. I'm saving it for someday when they stop making stuff that's cool. Man, I remember when we were in London and Riff, you showed me that, you were like, dude, look at this. And you showed me that when they announced available for pre-order, the like 5,000 piece Millennium Falcon set.
Millennium Falcon set scaled to the size of the minifigs.
Yeah. And we were like, there was a brief conversation about whether we were going to buy this or not. And I remember just saying, you know, we can't not. And you said, you're right. And then we just both sat down and pre-ordered it for fucking $500 a piece. Like, for me, within 30 seconds of finding out that the thing existed, I paid $500 for it. And then when it showed up months later, I was like, yes! And then I spent, I only worked on it for like an hour or two at a time. So, like, it took me like a month to put the thing together. And it was fucking great. Ah, it was so good. I went on a special trip to the 99-cent store. Because I'm clearly concerned with saving money on this project. and I got a whole bunch of, like, Tupperware containers, real cheap, so that I could, like, divide... And I still use this same stack of Tupperware containers. Like, I will open one of the bags of Legos and dump it into a Tupperware container. And then...
That's pretty clever.
Spread them all out, and then that way all the pieces are kept reasonably separate. I didn't used to do that, though. I started doing that with this... with that Millennium Falcon, and I've done it on all the bigger sets since then. It makes it a lot easier.
I just kept stuff in the bags.
I would still sometimes spend 10 minutes looking for a piece when I was putting the Millennium Falcon together.
There is a lot to sort through.
Yeah.
I find finding the edge pieces first helps.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
The corners.
The corners. You start with the corners, then you do the edges.
Yeah, okay.
And then things that look like they're the same.
Boy, wouldn't it be fucking horrible if Legos no instructions. Have instructions? Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah. Just like a couple pictures with different views.
Wow, that's a real 3D puzzle, right?
You know, like that's how constructs worked. And usually you could totally reconstruct something because they were fairly transparent, right?
Right.
Because they're all girdery, so like a single picture of it, you can see almost every piece. But like there was some pretty elaborate stuff. Like,
did they have any water constructs, or was that something else?
I think that was Capsella.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah,
Capsella. That you're thinking of.
Yeah.
There was a 1 year I got this like constructs deluxe set that came with a motor, and that was fucking amazing. I had so much fun with that because it did not have gears. It had like pulleys and like rubber bands, like these sort of like thick black rubber bands that were cylindrical, like, you know, like they were
like hair ties but bigger.
No, they were smaller. They were like,
but I mean, like larger radius.
It was not like a rubber band. No, smaller Oh, like of the circle or the thickness? They were thinner and right. slightly larger or smaller than hair size. Right.
So like a lobster claw rubber band.
Lobster claw?
Yeah, you know, like the ones
actual
that
actual lobsters
lobster
when you buy a live lobster.
No. So a rubber band, it's if you look at a cross section of a rubber band, it is flat.
Correct.
If you look at a cross section of these things, it's a circle.
Right. And I was right. saying that the actual rubber band, not the size of the cross section, the actual rubber band would be bigger.
There were larger ones and smaller ones, yeah. But like it basically, yeah, just had a bunch of pulleys and those things and like I had gotten another set that was like this military helicopter, and so a lot of what I did with constructs was make these crazy giant elaborate helicopters.
Huh.
Where you would turn a crank or turn one propeller and like another propeller would turn based on it, and I thought that was really cool. It was constructs were good for making helicopters. Or maybe my imagination was broken. But there was the motorized set came with this book that had a bunch of pictures of different shit that you could build with it. And, like, there was this giant sort of, like, upright walking robot that you could make out of it. And, you know, like just, like, doing that based on just looking at a picture of it and then reconstructing it was pretty cool.
Wow.
You know, just, like, sort of figuring out how it worked. Like, did a lot of, like, that sort of... I don't know what you call this, but the kind of machine like a locomotive where you've got something that is rotating in a circle and you convert it to side-to-side motion with... an arm that's attached to
Didn't
the
we
outside of the circle.
Do that
with the Lego sign? With the Lego sign, yeah. The original thing that you built to move the Sword and Martini guy back and forth in the Lego sign for Comic-Con operated on that principle.
It was not particularly good for industrial applications.
That was frustrating though, because so much of what we had to do was gear down the crazy fast rotation of the motors that were available to us at the time. And then once we like
sort of
you know like hey we should actually spend $200 and get a Mindstorm set for this application, like it was just it's so much easier and so much more reliable. Although didn't we have some problems with it this year?
Yeah, it needs to need some love.
One of the fucking boxes like quit working.
The screen
broke on it. Yeah, and like, but then I got another one fairly cheap, buying it by itself on the internet. Are there problems with it, or did we fix them
all? I don't remember.
I feel like maybe it's actually okay
now. We should check all that stuff when we build the new display case.
Yeah, Jesus. We gotta build a new fucking display case.
Yeah.
Because we literally threw the old one away
instead
of hauling it home.
Yep.
Not that this is of general interest to radio listeners at all, but my mom has this trailer, which we could potentially have.
For like which movie?
Thinking about getting rid of it. I think it's like Temple of Doom.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not in very good shape.
Yeah, but that'll help, though.
It's really scratched up. Yeah, I figured it would help us with our Comic-Con endeavors.
Yeah, there's an elephant in it, I think.
No, so seriously, my mom has this trailer that she's considering getting rid of, and she thought maybe we could use it.
Is there a hitch on any of the vehicles we have?
I believe that the truck has a trailer hitch, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know, though. It might need a towing package, which it does not have. Like, the engine in the truck might not sustain.
It's probably fine.
But it is entirely possible that we could get all of both booths' worth of stuff into this trailer, right?
I see what you're saying.
And make things a lot easier for us.
We would not be able to park in our current situation.
It's not very long. In the apartment that we stay in at Comic-Con, there are two parking spaces that are like forward and backwards of one another, and the truck with this trailer would totally fit. We wouldn't be able to take another car and park it there.
That'd be
problematic. But like having somebody else having to rent a parking space versus us having to drive an entire additional vehicle, you know.
Right.
I don't know. Just a thing that should definitely not be talked about while we're on the fucking radio.
Logistics.
Yeah.
101.
In case you guys were wondering what it sounds like when we have boring logistical conversations about...
It's a lot like this.
Comic-Con. It's a lot like this.
Yeah.
Thank
God we don't exhibit at, like, 80 cons every year.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'm glad we never go to 80s con, because I get so tired of wearing hypercolor t-shirts. I guess that was more of a 90s thing.
It was.
Fuck.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'm terrible. I'm like, I am from the future! I'm like the worst 80s con booth at all. I'm like...
It was like
early 90s, late.
I'm watching a lot of In Living Color these days. Because I'm from the future.
I don't remember the 80s much. I was pretty young.
You were 3 to 13?
Yeah.
Ish, yeah.
You were like, what, 4 to 14?
Like 4 to 14, yeah. I was doing 4 to 14 at San Quentin.
Yeah.
That'd be a weird schedule, a weird sentence. 4 to 14 years. Yeah, I sentence you to 10 to 75 years in prison.
Determined by random dice roll?
Yeah. Guaranteed to be random.
Dope.
Hrag says, Chick, I'm a bit surprised you hate programming in JavaScript because I myself love it. If you have a huge amount of stuff to do in that field, I would like to help. And I don't, and you won't even need to pay me in real money. CD Moyer's got mad JavaScript skills. And I'd rather pay somebody to work on KOL because that way I can yell at them if they fuck up.
Isn't all of Twitter built on Ruby on Rails and JavaScript?
Is it Java? I don't know how much JavaScript
there
is.
I don't remember.
It's all Ruby. It's not Ruby on Rails.
There was some Ruby on Rails.
Is it?
Yeah. It was Ruby and then some of it was on Rails.
Huh. It's weird. I don't know from talking to people whether Ruby on Rails has trouble scaling or not.
It does, but that was not their current limiting problem.
Right. Hearing them talk about the logistics.
So, I'm not sure how much we should talk about it.
Of running Twitter was
so fucking tenuous, like hanging from a thread.
Not tenuous. It like
hanging from a thread.
I would not describe. It reminded me of the early days. It reminded me of like the first like say 3 years of KOL. Basically, 3 years in is when we got these new servers.
Yeah.
And everything has been basically the same since then.
They are running off of a single 486 box, people.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's actually one of those science experiments that's powered by potatoes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Does it have a turtle?
There might be one. I didn't see one, but, you know, who knows?
Yeah, actually, the entire Twitter backend is written in Logo. Who knew that you could actually develop server architecture?
That turtle is just going nuts.
I know, man. He's like fucking crazy. Just
he's like drawing he's out like every individual Twitter.
Left 24, 10, left 24, 10, left 24, 10, left 24, 10. But just them, like, you can imagine, I can imagine, as somebody who dealt with a certain measure of, like, weird exponential growth of serving out a website, doing it on that scale is just crazy, but it's a similar kind of problem. It's like they just sort of, like, they think about it in terms of, like, all right, how far ahead of the demand curve has this most recent innovation on the operations side put us? And it's usually, like, you know, single-digit number of weeks.
Yeah, they do, like,
the way they think about
two-week cycle.
Yeah, sweet. Now we can sustain our growth for two more weeks.
Yeah.
Like, the challenges of operating that big is, like, it's just, it's both fascinating and terrifying to me.
Yeah, I would be really nervous. They're about to hire their 140th employee.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah. And it's all downhill from there, because they're stuck.
Yeah,
they have to start a second subsidiary company.
The last guy has to sit outside.
Yeah,
they're pretty high up too. They're on like a
sixth floor. Because that was after our last radio show that we went to Twitter, right?
Oh, was it?
I think so, right? Because it was like a Friday.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Huh? We hadn't talked about that at all.
We have,
or had
done
we?
So much crazy crap.
Yeah, Jesus Christ! I can't believe that was less than a week ago.
I know.
What the fuck, man? We got to go back.
To the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Bay Area.
I kind of want to... In fact, I'm going now. Fuck this radio show.
All right. Have a good time.
All right. I'll see you guys. Can I borrow some money for a plane ticket?
You're really getting into that San Francisco mode.
I'll just sleep on the street. I'll make a bed of turds.
Plentiful.
Well, I'll make a bed that's brown. Not necessarily still covered with turds, but right. There were turds there.
At some point. From all the curry you were eating.
Let's see. Sneaky Sam says, what's going on with the baby theme? First stinky diapers and now a ball pit? What next? A playground? Baby bottle booze? Smashing items into talcum powder? Sure. Gary the bartender asks if we like Mudkips. Riff, do you like Mudkips?
I am not adverse to Mudkips.
Let me show you mine.
They're not my favorite. I don't know the proper response for that meme.
I don't know. Ferdowund says, since the Underworld Acorn was not used to replant a new Crimbo tree or used on Arbor Day, have you guys completely forgot about it?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it was used on Arbor Day.
I think it came out of Mist Arbor Day.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Jarno says, favorite pajamas? I'm not a fan of pajamas. I don't know what that question is all about.
I mean, I like it when girls wear pajamas.
Really?
Yeah, they look cute in pajamas.
Huh.
Mostly
because what do you do with girls in beds?
Well, because mostly they take them off, which is nice, right?
Right. Okay.
I don't know. Like, pajamas are soft. That's cool.
So are girls.
Right? And it's like double soft.
No, it's like soft, you get out of the way of soft.
Okay.
I like pajamas. What do you sleep in, Riff? Riff sleeps in the nude.
Actually, I'm wearing my pajamas right now.
Yeah, Riff never changes. Basically, everything that Riff ever wears is pajamas because Riff never leaves the house.
Yep.
I used to sleep fully clothed. I would just... Because back when I was in high school, I had terrible insomnia. And the only trick that I finally figured out in terms of like falling asleep in a regular sort of way was just working on homework or, you know, extracurricular stuff for so long that I was literally exhausted and would just pass out. And so I would just pass out in my clothes. And so for years, that's how I worked out.
I did that too, but I also did my homework in the nude. So
paper cuts?
No. I mean, I went to having sex with ladies school. So all of my homework, you were sort of required to do it in the nude. Huh. It was like, and then the transition to ceiling fan college was really awkward.
Ow, yeah.
I know, dude. Because you didn't raise your hand in high school.
Right.
You know, so like, yeah, it was.
Yeah, that's awkward.
Once. It's real bad once. You know, the joke being that you would raise your erection.
It was clearly obvious to everyone. Thank you for making it clear.
Making sure.
Yeah.
RDFM says, hey, thanks for the pre-folds. Jesus fucking Christ. RDFM says, hey, thanks for the free pulls from display case update. Collectors like me like that. Sorry, collectors like I likes that. Collectors like mountains? RDFM is like a naked Jew, only remembers the funny stuff.
The fact that naked Jew remembers everything is just
amazing. It's different. Yeah, no, it's different and crazy.
Yeah, well, I mean, not crazy.
No, it's pretty crazy. It's weird to go and hang out with somebody who remembers anecdotes about your life that you don't remember.
It's just rough because
it's spooky.
Well, is it though? Because they could also just be making stuff up.
No, because he would talk about things that I'm like, oh right, that did happen.
Right, or maybe he's just super persuasive.
Okay, maybe he convinced me. Yeah. Wow,
hypnotic.
Fuck. Now I don't know the difference between any of my memories and the things that a naked Jew just said to me.
Exactly.
You know what? I should figure out a way to hire a naked Jew and then forget that I hired him to, like, say, hey, remember that time you had sex with Nicole Kidman in the 80s?
Get a bunch of tattoos that say things like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Did you see that College Humor video about the... You should... I can't spoil it. It's pretty funny. There's a College Humor video that's Memento-themed.
Okay.
That should be watched by everyone. It's about penises, though.
That's true.
Miss Train says, I was thinking about the wizard jail idea, and I think another interesting name, since KOL has saucers and postamancers, would be Golag, a combination Soviet forced labor camps and casserole.
Yeah, I like that.
I had a dream the other night where I was a bartender and hot stuff came up to me and ordered a martini. I made one in a 10-gallon martini glass, and instead of cocktail onions or olives for a garnish, I used two Hebrew Nation hot dogs. Hot stuff smiled and thanked me. What does this mean?
Wow.
That's a cool dream.
Wait, so were the hot dogs on some sort of giant toothpick, or did you just drop them in? Because that probably has a different meaning. Depending on what you did.
Huh. And then Thrower of Stones asks if there's any chance of baby clothes in the Store of Loathing. I don't know. Scully will probably try and talk me into that before too long.
Well,
when he got into girls, he was like, we should sell girls' underwear. And now that he's into
babies. When he got like, into girls' underwear.
You know what I was thinking about the other day? I was thinking about whoever sells that pair of ladies' underwear that says Achievement Unlocked on the front of it. That's pretty fucking awesome.
Wow.
You know, that's like, wow. Like, how funny is that, right?
That is amazing. That I didn't such, even
it was
think
such,
about that.
Such a good idea.
Because there was the one that was like the t-shirt that was like Achievement Unlocked went outdoors or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. But like, girls' underwear. Wow.
Yep.
The girl that like understands that and wears that.
Yeah. And then has sex with a dude who understands. Although, you know, Achievement Unlocked is getting broader and broader appeal, so it's like the kind of dudes you'd expect to fuck girls.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to be that excited about it. They'd be like, ah, whatever, nerd girl. I'm leaving. Because that would
more
totally,
for us.
Because that would totally happen.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sleep with her. She's a nerd.
Yeah.
Do you think that's ever happened?
Probably.
Really?
Yeah. Probably. I mean, guys get... There are definitely tons of guys that get intimidated by girls that are smart.
Hmm.
Right.
Intimidated enough, though, that yes, you'd be at a point where you were about to fuck them and then you didn't?
Yeah.
Because I don't believe...
I believe it... I am almost sure it has happened.
Like once?
At least once.
Maybe once...
No, I mean
like a pair
some
of pants.
No, some dude like gets really excited or whatever, pants. And it's
so like slacks,
like, you know, about to get it on, and then like says something that is just technically wrong and gets corrected and like gets all offended, you know, right? Like that has got to have happened.
I don't think so.
Oh my god,
and would not fuck a girl that he was about to fuck because of that.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
Okay.
I don't believe that... So, maybe somebody who was, like, a sensitive type like you, that would happen to, but no, that's not going to happen to a... Like, by definition, that is not going to happen to somebody who
no, but some,
would
some,
care about
some,
something
you,
like that.
I feel like you're just outside of that whole demographic, because it's like jocks that are sort of kind of hypersensitive about their intelligence, because they know they're dumb.
And... Also, would never, under any circumstances, be about to fuck a girl and then decide not to.
All right.
I just don't. I don't believe in that.
Okay.
I don't believe. I don't believe.
You also
that it
don't
is.
Believe in like witches, but they exist.
I guess that's true. Maybe they're about to fuck a witch, and then the witch casts a spell on them.
Right.
Right. That makes them gay.
Yep.
And that's why all jocks are gay.
Yep.
Because of the Achievement Unlocked panties witch.
Right.
Or the Achievement Unlocked panty switch. That's in that game where the goal is to trade clothes with the other characters in the
like
game.
Some sort of like towers.
And it'll say
towers
Achievement Unlocked
style.
Panty switch. Yeah. Towers of Hanoi.
That's actually a really interesting idea for a game, right?
No.
Come on.
No, I'm sorry. It's
come
not.
On.
You're fired. You've just gone off the fucking rails, man.
They're like clothes are topologically kind of like rings, and people are topologically kind of like pegs. You could line them up, and the idea is to trade clothes from one person to the next in like some sort of like. It makes perfect sense.
Okay.
You could never put a
shirt
on outside
do?
A jacket.
You should convince like. Anna Anthropy, whoever that I feel like it's some crazy militant lesbian who's also an indie game designer. Like, I don't know. There's games that there's like Cactus, and then there's like the militant lesbian version of Cactus.
What are you talking about?
Look it up. Look her up. She'd make that game for you.
No, I was talking about real life. I was not talking about some sort of video game.
Oh,
wow.
You were talking about a game where you play with a lady where you take your clothes off and then you wear the lady's clothes
and
it gives you a boner.
A two-person game of Towers of Hanoi is really limited.
What? No, because you've got the top and the bottom.
Fair enough. Sure, if you did top and bottom,
so it's
kind of
like a four-person. Yeah, so then it's like, oh, sweet, underwear on my head,
it's not,
shirt on my pants.
Yeah, it's not like a four-person. It's like two two-person games.
Well,
which is still pretty limited, but, you know.
Well, no, you can switch. I mean, like, you get...
I'm not putting my shirt on
no,
my legs.
No, you put yourself in, like, hat foot mode.
Hat foot?
Yes. But be
that was that. That was that really unknown tribe of Native Americans, the
right,
Hatfoots.
The Hatfoot tribes. You don't, just
weren't they always feuding?
Be
with
careful
another,
not
with
to
another
end up with a chapeau du maire if no. you're wearing your hat on the bottom.
I thought they were always feuding with that other Indian tribe.
Yeah, the McCoys.
Well,
the Hatfoots.
I was thinking the McCanns or whatever, but yeah.
Okay. It would have been better if we'd somehow been able to make a parody of McCoy that involved taking a top item of clothing and putting it on your bottom, or vice versa.
A McGlove.
Well, like a McFoot glove. Or
McShoe.
McShoe face. But that doesn't sound like coy.
McGoldfish.
I don't think this one has any traction, man.
That's right.
No, I mean, I'm sure that
this is a lot of okay. So
I
those
hope
of you
it's
who
the
are
journey
wondering,
and not the destination for our listeners' sake.
For those of you who are wondering what our like brainstorming sessions are, we've already started talking about March's item of the month because it is that intense.
It's another kind of big thing, yeah.
No, it's not. It's not out. Big necessarily in the same sense that we have to build 3,000 piece Lego structures, but it's a. It's big in other ways.
I kind of feel like maybe we ought to...
Like the font size.
...save that one and put a couple more normal kind of things between
we
them.
We can't March.
Yeah, it's got to be
March.
March has a particular
March has oeuvre.
A theme. Someone else says, hey, Jake, do you remember the time when you almost cornholed 30,000 buses? Yeah, I do. That was awesome.
I totally missed that occasion.
It was, well, I was going to cornhole the female buses and peg... The male buses.
Right. I don't remember that. Just to be fair. You almost stole a bus.
It's a cross between Wonderful Russ cornholing 30,000 people and me almost stealing a bus.
Right.
Is what someone else has done.
I do remember
right.
the stealing the bus story.
Right. And you remember Wonderful Russ cornholing 30,000 people.
Right. Okay. Right. I was trying to figure out if there was some. But it should have been, do you remember that wonderful time? Which would, I think...
I see.
Right? Because that,
sure.
that would have synced it for me
yeah.
in a way that this did not.
Right, yeah. Listeners, other listeners, probably just baffled. Except for a naked Jew who remembers everything.
That's true.
Mega Brian says, is it possible that the snowman suits Halloween drop will be the Jawbruisers? No. I do not want to reintroduce Jawbruisers.
Why would it be?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it is a candy from...
From Crimbo, and the snowman suit was from Crimbo. Yeah, I mean, if we had done that, it would have made sense, right? I mean, I could see somebody trying to guess what we were going to do and guessing that, and I wouldn't say, you're a retard.
If we're timely, you're going to have a lot more things to worry about on Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if we will be, though.
Yeah. RDFM says, I can see why free pulls from your display case wouldn't be accessible from Hank's, but maybe the note above the display case should be reworded to reflect the new update. You know, I didn't look at the interface on that at all, so maybe I will take a look at that. Linguini Lad says, so how come all we get is confetti for finishing the level 11 quest? Shouldn't we get some meat or a cool item like all the other quests do?
You get all that stuff as the quest goes on.
Yeah, the reward for doing the level 11 quest is being reminded how clever... We are.
The level 11 quest is its own reward.
That's right.
Oh, weird. Hoopity says, you enter the first chamber and find a stone basket of tokens hanging from the ceiling. They look like a little picture frames. They look like little picture frames with frowny faces in them. Yeah, that's what the tokens look like.
Is it some sort of a token passing network?
ChefBub27 says, geez, Jake, I guess I gotta wait till next Arbor Day to see what my acorn does after finally getting to planet today. You really like watching us squirm, eh? Yeah.
Well, I mean, people understand
people,
that.
People knew that this was what was going
on. Trees take, like, years and years to grow.
96 days? Yeah.
Yeah.
It takes 96 days for a seed to turn into a full-sized tree.
Right.
Man, I was so many Batmans and trimmed so many trees yesterday. It was weird.
How did that work?
I took a day off work to play Arkham Asylum and trim a tree. Which
not at the same time.
When I say I took a day off work, I mean I only worked like 4 hours. But
right.
Like
I also only worked 4 hours.
I trimmed a tree, and now you can walk all the way around my pool without hitting your head on a ficus.
That's true.
Yeah. And I played a ton of Arkham Asylum. And I'm going to play... I played a bunch more today, and I'm going to play a bunch more tomorrow, and keep playing a bunch every day until I beat the thing, so that I can have beaten it, because it's fun. And what I do with things that I think are fun is I beat them.
Right.
Jeff says, how about giving the Jub-Jub Bird a stroke it again, Link? Ha ha ha. I'm surprised that I did not give it a stroke it again, Link. Bulletproof says, will there be a shake weight for clubbers? Have you seen this? Have you seen this?
No.
I'm being like Jay Leno. The shake weight is a... It's like an exercise thing that makes it look like you're jerking off.
Oh, okay.
I know. Why is that a... How is that exercising?
Well, I mean, imagine jerking off...
Well, except sort
thing
of
from
vertically.
Fantastic Four.
And, I don't know.
Well, no, you could do it however you wanted, right? You could even have two of them, both, you know, one in each hand, kind of pointing them both at your face.
Sure.
I mean, you don't need to exercise those particular muscles, but some people do. You know, because you're always
climbing.
Giving two dudes hand jobs right in your face.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I got it.
That was the joke.
It was hilarious.
That I was making. It was about you liking dudes and liking to touch two of their penises at once. Or like a dude with
dudes
two penises.
With two penises?
Yeah, you like dudes with two penises because then...
Just a single bifurcated penis?
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess I deserve that.
Yeah.
Man speaks with forked penis.
Zanmator says, when somebody TPs your gingerbread house, is chat supposed to read, player name has covered your bricko pyramid with toilet paper? Because either I'm missing something, or I just discovered an unreleased dwelling. Yep, friggin' C.D. Moyer is always, like, leaking shit.
Yeah.
And staining our furniture.
We were going nuts over a related situation last night.
Well, that was the genesis of it. Because that's what led to the whole thing. That was the initial leak, right there.
Was it?
Yeah. That's how the name was found out.
And that's what, and then people started searching for Bricko now.
And I think I'm talking about something different than you are.
Oh.
Oh, yeah?
What are you talking about?
Well, I don't want to say it on the radio because I'm not sure it's entirely closed.
Okay. Different the Drunken Gale says, why don't the older fairy cons have underwater breathing like the frog does? Seems unfair for us people who own older fairy cons to have donated and now we lack functionality compared, you know, presumably to people who bought the new one. Yeah, that was a question, you know, whether that was a thing that we should do or not. And basically what it amounts to is if any of those familiars had been fish, they right. would have worked underwater all along, right? This is a thing that kind of determined itself content-wise, and so it was less of like a business decision than just a narrative consequence.
I don't think people realize how often we sacrifice whatever for narrative, right? Like, there are a number of things we could do that would, you know, make the game faster or easier or whatever for people, but we don't because it just breaks the narrative, you know?
Verisimilitude is one of my favorite things to say.
Yeah.
At least internal consistency.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, clearly it's fluid, but...
Like a woman's sexuality?
Is it internally consistent?
Mm-hmm.
Yet fluid?
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Reverend Noodleyson says, dear Jake, could you revamp the skills page into something like One Ton Tomato skill page organizer script? I like the skills group by things like healing, stats, combat, general, and summoning. Also, the skill queue and saved queues is pretty nifty for casting all of your summonings at once and such. I have never used One Ton Tomato skill page organizer script. I would be surprised if it still worked, actually.
We should check it out, though.
Yeah. I like some grease monkeys. I should have taken a break.
Now you're running out of steam.
I am running out of steam.
You need some sort of whiskey fairy to refill your...
I do. Or I need you to answer a question.
Pentagon glass.
Moving further and further away from the mic, but I'm still talking!
Thrower of Stones asks, how long would an average player have to play before they could expect to get an ultra rare? That is a tough question. Because expectation on something like this is...
I have never seen an ultra rare monster. And I've been... I mean, I haven't been a constant player, per se, but...
I feel like
I've been around a long time.
If the system is working the way that I want it to, that question does not have a meaningful answer.
Yeah. I feel like 10 years is probably the answer.
You think?
Yeah. If you play every day. And I think well, maybe it's 5. It's either 5 or 10, probably.
Huh. Okay. Are you basing that on some maths?
Yeah, some very back of the non-existent envelope math that I just did in my head.
Mrs. Trout says, so when are we going to get an anagrammatical weapon? Some equipment that randomly rearranges every other word. Oh, that would be great.
What was the... Scully came up with a pretty clever way of messing with the players for some of the content that we're thinking of for next month.
I must not have seen that.
Yeah, it was just a single sentence.
Lord Derby says, if there is a correct number of atomic bombs to drop on a country to make them not completely insane, that number is not 2. So are you saying that we created tentacle porn as some sort of mutation from nuclear fallout?
Well, the whole Godzilla thing is a direct fallout of... the nuclear age, right? Like, is it not? Or I'm not making that up, right? Like, that's...
Dude, I don't know.
The notion of sort of Japan being resilient against these just crazy powerful things. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know that, I don't know if the craziness started then or was, before. I mean, Japan is kind of a fascinating country, right? Like, this tiny island nation invaded and took over large chunks of China for a long time, you know, historically. Right? That's nuts.
Yeah. They did it with tentacle rape.
They did. Which, you know, sort of an unusual military tactic, but it worked for them.
Yeah, the dream of the fisherman's wife.
Mm-hmm.
RDFM says, hey guys, I have a game theory question. Is it possible to design a game that is winnable, but that the developer himself doesn't know how to win until he's played it? Being drunk when you wrote it doesn't count. So, I wrote an Othello game that I could not beat.
Like a computer opponent?
Yeah,
but I did not design that game, right?
Well, so. Is the question...
Could you design one like a roguelike?
One that you can't beat, or one that you could beat if you were... I mean, because the Othello game is one that you could probably have beaten if you were skilled enough at Othello.
Right.
But is the question one that you don't know how to beat?
Well, I mean, arguably, I did not know how to beat that Othello game that I made, right?
Well, right, but... I mean, you know what I'm asking.
But, the knowledge existed? I mean, it depends on, like...
You could have a single-player versus mini multiple computer player version of Gnomic, which does not have a win condition when written.
I mean, you'd need some... I don't even know how you'd set up a computer to play Gnomic.
They would just propose random rules and then vote on them, right? Like,
just the random rules generation system would be a hell of a thing to begin with.
But it could happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like,
I think that example indicates that it is possible. Right, a game that is self-modifying in a way that there is a win condition, but it does not exist when the game starts, and you haven't designed the game, like you have not like created
like
some sort of.
You program your computer to play fucking Flux.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, like when is. A word.
W-I-N. W-H-E-N.
Win.
W-I...
Can you not hear the difference between win and when?
What are you talking about?
No, I know. Being drunk when you wrote it should count.
I think it is possible. I think it is possible for God to create a rock that even he cannot lift.
Missing No says, the real problem with the iPad is the inability to access the file system or run any app that isn't pre-approved by Apple. For what's marketed as a full computer, huge threat to software freedom. I don't know that I've ever seen them describe the iPad as a computer. It's not being marketed as a computer.
Also, I'm not sure about the file system. There is a directory that you can move stuff into from a regular computer.
Is there?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes. I have seen articles confirming this. There is some sort of... There is a shared folder, basically, between your desktop machine and the iPad.
Okay.
Huh. I don't know how. Like really I don't know to what degree the applications take advantage of that.
Huh.
I mean, if air sharing would run on it, which it will, right?
It should, but that's not really a file system. That's just a place to store files. No, a file. But
it's
like
not really a bookshelf.
A thumb
it's
drive
just a
is not
shelf
a file
for
system.
Putting books on. Okay.
Right. It is not a. It's not an OS that you can manipulate files in a meaningful way. It's not. It is just a plain like.
But they could make air sharing do whatever they wanted it to, right? So like they could just add viewers for other file types, and then it's basically like a browser of a file system, right? I mean, you can watch movies from it. You can read PDFs from it. You can read text files. You can look
you
at
can't
images.
Edit any of those things.
You can't edit any
it's
of it.
It's got
like
the what the. Mac work,
that
system is. So, I mean, you must be able to edit files in some way.
But they could be, like, protected. They could be just, like, data files within that application.
I mean, well, what's the use of a spreadsheet if you can't move that data to anywhere else? I mean,
You could sync it with your iWork on your laptop or your desktop or whatever, but you wouldn't necessarily be able to like, you know, see the date created of the file, or you wouldn't be able to make a secondary copy of that file because you don't have access to the file system is what is the complaint, right? You couldn't zip that file and email it necessarily, right? Because it's like there are just some things about a file system that it is just currently lacking, you know, in its sort of design specifications, and maybe it will become more like a computer and less like an iPhone, and that would be cool.
I mean, maybe that sort of thing is okay. I mean, it seems generally designed to be a media consumption device, not
it
a
is.
Media
it,
creation.
It totally is. But it's in that weird middle space where people want it to do everything, you know. And so everyone's going to be dissatisfied with it to some extent.
I don't know. As long as there's a good CBR reader and some decent games come out for it. That's awesome. That's all I want.
I really like the idea of a...
If they figure out how to put Hulu and Netflix streaming on it, then that's fucking cool.
iMagazine and iComic Book Store, and yeah, if it ran Hulu and Netflix, that would be kind of a killer app.
Yeah.
Totally. But I don't know that it will.
Yeah, from what I've heard about their specifications, that might not be possible, but maybe
it's,
eventually.
I mean, it's possible. It might not be allowed.
Yeah, it's
right.
Tricky.
Like, yeah. That said... Fucking jailbreak it. You know you can, you know.
That's true.
Like, it's...
That is true.
I would not want to pay for a data plan for this thing.
No, I think that would be redundant. Considering that we have iPhones.
You're not going to take it with you just out and about, necessarily. I feel like you're going to leave this thing at home.
Yeah. Or take it between home and the office where there is Wi-Fi.
Or on
a
the
plane.
Coffee shop where there's Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Or on a plane where there's no Wi-Fi.
You're reading preloaded stuff or whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
That's curious.
Being able to save PDFs of, like, RPG source books to it.
Yep.
And then read them. That is something I would use a lot. Right. I have a ton of PDFs of old RPG source books.
Or even better, an app that...
If it wasn't such a pain in the ass to read
an app that is a D&D character app with fields to change the numbers and shit.
Well, I mean, that's less interesting to me than... Because I don't want to play these games. I just
want
to read about them.
I kind of want... Now that I think about it, I kind of want there to be external sensors on the borders of the device so that you could link a bunch of them together on a surface and have...
And make a board.
Make larger board.
Not necessarily make a board, because there's like a good inch border around each screen, but have them communicate with each other so that you could play games on your own personal display that would, like, you know, Battleship, for example.
I've heard that it is set up to, like, multiple ones in the same room will wirelessly communicate for multiplayer games.
Will they?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I've heard. I don't know if that's confirmed or not.
I was really disappointed by the multiplayer of Sword and Poker. I don't know if you ever tried it.
It's fucking weird. Have you played it, Riff?
Yeah. Not the multiplayer. I've played Sword and Poker.
Did you beat it?
Not yet. I'm close. I'm like two or three levels away.
Two or three levels away.
What level are you on?
Oh, okay. Are there more than the 20?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, sweet. Cool. Because I was getting a little sad that it was going to be over.
Yeah, no, keep playing. Yeah.
Okay.
It gets super fun at a certain
point. It does. The game changes fundamentally and in kind of a cool way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm all excited.
Yeah.
But what I was about to say was I'm also really excited about seeing what two-player board games come out for the iPad.
Yeah, that would be kind of neat. Except for two-player board games in general are not all that fun.
Well,
I feel we'll see. Three to four-player games are much more fun.
You know what I wish there was more of, though? Like, two-player cooperative against the board games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
That seems like a space that hasn't really been explored.
And that would be something that would be really easy for the iPad to do, too.
We played a game of Pandemic.
Yeah, I had never played it, and we didn't ever discuss it on a radio show.
We did not.
Was that also since...
No.
The last radio show?
No, that was before the last one. We didn't talk about it.
We won, because we were playing easy
Super
mode.
Super easy mode, and we got really lucky.
Yeah, we had to get really lucky in order to win.
Yeah.
And one guy playing basically had to have no fun.
The dispatcher?
Yeah. Like, one of the guys that was playing was this guy who, like, the only way that we won was by basically circumstances determining his every move as opposed to his agency in the game.
Yeah, but that kind of is true of everybody's moves. You don't get a lot of autonomy, right?
It's a little weird.
It is a little weird, because
what does it mean to be good at that game? Like, just to understand what the game wants you to do.
Yeah.
It's like,
I mean,
who's in charge,
Lord
man?
Of the Rings, the Lord who's of the Rings board game is very much like that. Once you've played it a couple times, it becomes a lot less interesting, right? Because you kind of know what to expect and when to expect it, and so what resources to save up and stuff.
Hmm.
So.
Well, I'm going to see if... first, Stupak said, I just came across this radio show, and then he links to the January 22nd, 2009, where we did the segment about repeatable puzzles. And then he says, you guys should do ones like It more often, and The Thread. It and The Thread were so interesting. And speaking of which, any progress on the level 11 zone interactions? I would love to see that. A lot of stuff is written, a lot of stuff is spindled and designed and nearly done.
It just has not been tested.
It needs to be evaluated for balance and tested, yeah.
We've got like a dozen significantly large eggs in the incubator.
Yeah.
And we're hopefully going to start popping them out this month.
Yeah. And with that, I'm going to let Amplitude tuck y'all in, and I should have picked a song to go out on. I'm going to find an REM song. Maybe I'm going to find an REM song off of Life's Rich Pageant, and maybe I will end the show by beginning the begin.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to play the REM song, Begin the Begin.
Okay.
That was the point that I was trying to make
That was a joke. That was funny.
Yeah.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Yeah, see you later.
begin again.